The following shir was delivered by Rav Ari Stauber, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Gavoya, and Baal Mechaber of Kuntres Tfilas HaDerech and Hilchas Shtari Hedyaitis B'Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
As we get closer to Sukkot, people are starting to look for their Dalan Minim. And it's well known the time, energy, and money spent on this big mitzvah to find Dalan Minim Hudarim. However, although people spend all this energy on their Esrig, their Lulav, their Hadas, people spend many hours looking for the perfect Esrig, Lulav, and Hadas, when it comes to the Arava, many times people just pick up a little bag of aravas, not even looking at it, maybe a quick glance. They don't even try to be mevar if it fits into any of the hidurim of aravas, and they pay some money for it, prepackaged aravas, and they take it and go home. And the reason for this is simple. It's because with the other gimel minim, there's many different levels and shlavim of hidurim. By esrig, people are looking for a very clean esrig. Maybe there should be a pitim, it should be a nice giddel, and many other idurim. By lulav, the same thing, it should be closed to the top, it shouldn't be dried out, there shouldn't be a hemnik. By hadas, that it should be mishulish properly. But by arava, at first glance, it would seem that there aren't that many levels of idurim. You just get an arava, and then that's all. But the truth is, that even by aravas, we find many in yoni hidur. And it's kedai to speak about it, because all the dalad minim make up one mitzvah. The mitzvah is one mitzvah comprised of all dalad minim. And if one of the minim are missing in its hiddur, then entire mitzvah is missing. So it would be a big shame if people spend all this energy, time, and money to get the perfect set of dalad minim, and they bring the level of their dalim, the hiddur level of dalim minim up to the highest degree. And yet with arava, doesn't match this level. And it brings down the entire level of the mitzvah. And the emphasis, the achrenim say, that really it's more important and to find an arava muhuderis. And they say there are certain hidurim which we are not makbid on by the other minim, and by aravas we are makbid on. And that is because that aravis are mitzuyis. They're shchichos. They're very common, and it's easier to find aravis that are the shpitz, that are mudaris. So therefore, we're going to try to go through the dinim and the hidurim of aravis. We're going to speak about, Hashem, about seven different things. The first three are the etzem tzura, the makeup of what an aravis is supposed to look like. And the other four are various dinim in aravos. So, to make it, what is the chefza of an aravo? What is this plant of an aravo? So the Gemara in Sukkot, Aflam Dalam Ralph says, there are two minim. There's one min that's called an aravo, and there's another min that looks similar to it, which is called a tziftzifa. Tzaftzifa. And that is pasul for aravo. And the Gemara gives three simanim to be able to tell the difference between an aravo and a tziftzifa. An aravo, its stem is red. Its leaf is a stretched out, elongated, oval shape. And the edges of the leaf are smooth. The stem is white. Its leaves are round. And the edges of the leaf are serrated. They're serrated. They're sharp. They have edges. They're not smooth. Now, l'chayra, there's a stira on the mashmoyus of this Gemara. Do you need all three simanim to be kashif arava, or do you need all three simanim to be considered a tzaftzifa? What happens if you find a plant with only one of these simanim, or only two of these simanim? Is that called an arava? Mitzar echo, the Gemara sounds like for an arava you need to have all three simanim. It has to be a red stem, smooth leaves, and an oval shape. And yet the Gemara says to be considered a tzaftzifa, you need three simanim on the other side. It should be a white stem. It shouldn't be a round leaf. And it should be serrated edge. So what happens if you have in between, you only have one or two of the simanim? So the Achrayim talk about this question. But halacha l'maisa, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah, they say that in order to be Machshir, you need all three Samanim. In order to be considered an Arava, you need to have all three Samanim. And therefore, and if you're missing even one of them, it's not considered an Arava and it's Pasul. So therefore, it's very important to speak about these Samanim. We'll go through them. That's the first three things we're going to talk about. To be Mavar, to make sure that the Aravas that we have today do not fall into any of these Simani Apostles. So the first one is quite simple. This that the Allah Shallah, its leaf, should be mashuch. That's the Lashon Gemara. What does mashuch mean? It means it should be an oval, elongated, stretched out oval shape. Okay, that's simple. That it shouldn't be like other leaves that are maybe round shaped or other shapes. It should look like an oval. The second one is that the stem should be red. Now, in our Aravis, even though we do have many which have a red stem, however, we also have many, and maybe even most, that don't have a red stem, they have a green stem. So now this case is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara says that an Aravis should have a red stem, and a Tzapzva is a white stem. So what happens if you have a green stem? Where does this fall into? So the Beis Yosef, he talks about this question, and what he says, his maskana is, that since that a green stem is going to be kosher also, that since if you would leave it on the tree, the shemesh, the sun would be makibodi, it would beat on it, and make it ripen, and turn red, so that also is considered a red stem, even though now it's completely green, and it has not yet started to turn red, but since it's a min that will turn, it's the type of plant that will turn, the stem will turn red when left on the tree. So even if you take it off early, that is also nichlal and arava. Because in arava, this siman, I'm just describing the type of plant. But, it doesn't have to actually be red. So green is kasha. And that is how the Ramah paskins, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, that it's enough if it's green, since if you would leave it on the tree, it would turn red. So therefore, l'chayra, there's not going to be a chasar, and it won't be a problem with our aravos. Because we don't have any white-stemmed aravos, we only have red or green-stemmed aravos. I did see, however, gebracht from Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, that he was careful to try to find an arava that it at least started turning red, the stem at least started turning red. At least a little bit. It doesn't have to be the whole thing red, but it started turning red. And they're not mazber over there. The reason for this, I was assuming that the reason is because that this way you know for certain that this is going to be end up turning red. If you have something that's completely green, then maybe this type of tree, or even if you left on the tree, it won't turn red. So even though usually you could know one that it would be, but you don't know for certain. However, once it started turning red, then we know for sure that this is the type of min that will end up being red. So, l'chatchila, it seems like there's a hiddur to try to find one that is actually at least starting to turn red, but otherwise, if you get a green one, that's kosher also. Now, the third siman is that the edges of the leaf should be smooth and not serrated. Now, the Gemara brings a braisa. The braisa says that not all serrations, not all jagged edges of a leaf, pasal, daro. If it's doimele magel, if it looks like a sickle, then it's kosher. If it's doimele maser, if it looks like a saw, then it's pasul. So what does this mean? What does it mean that it looks like a sickle, looks like a saw? So the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam had to understand this Gemara. Rashi explains that by a maser, a saw, a knife, a saw, the pegimais, the serrations, go straight up. Meaning they're like a triangular shape that rise up from the blade an equal proportion from each side, and they end at a point, ends up being triangular shapes in the serrations. That's called doimele maser, and that's the case that it's pasul. That's like most of our knives that we have nowadays. But a magel, a sickle, there, the serrations, they don't go straight up, they go to the side. They're like a zigzag shape. So those are going to be kosher. Doimele magel, if the serrations are in a zigzag shape, it's kosher. Doimele maser, if they look like, go straight up, like our knives, then it's going to be pasul. That sheet is Rashi. And Rav Rishonim explain like Rashi in this way. But the Rambam explains in a different way. He says that the difference between them is not in the shape of the serrations and the pigimais. Rather, it's in the size. This says kosher doim lamagel. A sickle doesn't have such big serrations. They're ketanim ad meoid. They're very tiny. So that's why it's kosher. But if it's doim lamaser, looks like a suah. If it has larger serrations, then it's going to be possible. So now the Shulchan Aruch only brings the lashon of the Rambam that the difference is in size. He doesn't bring Rashi. Rashi's pshat in the Gemara that the chiluk is in the shape. So it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that he holds that it doesn't matter what shape it is. The only difference is which how big the pigimis are. The emes is that the Aruch HaShulchan is matmiya. He asks the question on the Chari of the Shulchan Aruch, should have brought Rashi's pshat. Rav Rishonim, most of the Rishonim explain like Rashi. And the truth is that the Chaya Adam does bring Rashi's pshat. So it would seem lahalacha that you should be choshish for both. You should be choshish for both Rashi and the Rambam. So therefore it would come out that if the serrations, if the pigimais go straight up, like a triangular shape, like our knives, then it's possible no matter what the size is. You know, obviously it has to be something that you're able to see without being ma'ayin, you know, with a magnifying glass or very carefully. But even if they're very small, as long as they're able to see them, that's going to be possible. But if they go balaxling, if they go slanty, if they go zigzag, so this is going to be kosher like Rashi. But you have to be choshish for the Rambam that if they're large, then even in a zigzag shape, that's going to be possible. Now it's not clear what's considered large or what's considered small. The Rambam doesn't give any more examples. It's just ketanim ad ma'oid and more than that. But l'chayr, what would come out is if it's not nikar la'ayin right away quite easily, you have to look at it carefully. And if you're sure, that's not going to be chasarin if it's zigzag shape because that's not considered large. You have to be able to see it easily. You know, it's gebracht. I saw that Shlomo Miller. He said that the minig is to be machshir arabis from the weeping willow tree. He says even though there is a makom to be machmir, but someone should only be if someone wants to be machmir, he should only be machmir for himself, not for other people. And I heard from the son of Shlomo Miller that the Rebbe Aaron Kuller, the Rosh Hashiva of Aaron Kuller, Zichet Tzadik Livracha, he would use the weeping willow branches for his arabis. So I went to the tree. And I plucked off a branch, and I took a look at it, and I saw that the metzias of these serrations, of these aravis, are that they don't go upward in triangular shape, they go in a zigzag alaxin shape. So that's why it's going to be kosher. Lefi Rashi wouldn't have to be worried about the chasarim Lefi Rashi. But the truth is, they are nicker. You know, if you were to stand on the ground and look at the tree, even if you're looking quite close to the tree, you wouldn't notice that it's serrated. It looks smooth. But once you take it, and you move it a little bit closer to your eye, with a little bit distance, but not too far, then you see it clearly. You're able to see the serrations. You know, I don't know if you'd be able to see it if you'd hold it at the distance that you hold it when shaking your lulav, unless you look at it very carefully. And it seems that Aaron Kuller, the Shiva Aaron, held that is not considered nikaris. It's already considered ketanim also. And that's good enough also for the aravis. So, you know, that's where the minig is to use these weeping willows. So now just to sum, before we go to the next four dinim of the Aravis, to sum up what we have so far, again, the leaves of the Aravis have to be an elongated oval shape. The stems should be, they're kosher even if they're green, because they're going to end up turning red. A hider is to try to find one that at least started turning red. And the serrations, either the best is to find the one that's smooth. Now, if you find the tiny serrations, so if the serrations go straight up, you shouldn't use that either. But if they go in a zigzag shape, that's fine, as long as they're not too big. And the serrations of a weeping willow, Reb Aaron himself, the Reb Shiva Aaron, used it. And the minig is to be machshir it. If someone wants to be machmir and not use it, they can use others that look smoother. Okay, now, there is another din in Arava. It's very integral to the shame of the Arava. The Torah, when it refers to Arava, says Arvei Nochal. The Arava is to grow by a stream. And the Gemara says, brings a Braisa, that you need to bring, Arvei Nochal is literal. You have to get Arava's Hagdeil Sa Nochal. You need to, in order to for the Arava to be kosher, It has to be an arava which grows by the water. It has to be next to the water. That's the Gemara brings a brisa in the beginning of the Gemara. Then afterwards, the Gemara brings another brisa as follows. Gemara says, the Rabbanon say, since as arve loshen rabim, it's coming to be marbe, it's coming to add on another type of arava that's kosher. And what's that? An arava, even if it doesn't grow next to water. And the brisa continues, and the brisa says, but Abishol does not darshan arve for this. He darshans arve for something else. He darshans the lashon rabim of arve to be marba, that besides for the mitzvah of arava that we have in the dalan minim of the lulav, there's also another mitzvah of arava that we had in the Beis Hamikdash that used to circle the Beis Hamikdash, the mizbeach with aravis, the makif and a mizbeach by aravis. There's two mitzvahs aravis. That's what arve is for. And he does not use it to darshan. It does not marba, it does not include arabis which grow next to the water. So there's a machlokes rishonim, what to do about these two brises. At first the Gemara says it has to grow next to the water. Then afterwards, the brisa brings that the Rabbanon say it does not have to. Even if it does not grow next to the water, it's kosher. So Rashi learns that these brises are not arguing. The first brisa is l'mitzvah, it's l'chatchila. L'chatchila, it's a hinder to get an araba which grows next to the water. If you can't do that, it's also kosher. However, Tosfos learns that they are arguing. And the first braisa is going with Abishol. And Abishol held that you do not darshan arve loshan rabim to be marva, even things are not gadol al nachal, next to the mayim. There are bonon or chaylik in the first braisa, and it's machlekes, tanoim, if you need to get an arava which grows next to the water. Tosfos goes further. And Taisa says an unbelievable thing. He says, if you look further on Amud Beis, the next Gemara, there's a third sheet that had a darshan arve. The Gemara of the darshan's arve to tell you that you need two arovis in your lulav. That one is not enough. And halacha l'maaseh, Taisa says, we paskin that you need two arovis, like we all know. They have two arovis. So Taisa says that if that's the case, it comes out that the arve, the lashon rabim of arve, is not available to darshan, to be marva, to include even the aravis which do not grow by water. So Tosfos says it would come out halacha l'maaseh, we hold that you must bring aravis that grow next to the water. If you get aravis which do not grow near water, it's possible even b'di'evit. So it would come out l'chayra that there are two reasons to be careful to get aravis which grow next to the water. One, like we said, Tosfos holds that if you don't do that, we pass and that it's possible. And two, Rashi, even though Rashi does not like to say that it's possible, but he said, Al Kapanim is a mitzvah chatchila to do such a thing. I mean, even if Rashi is chaylik and Tosfos, Rashi doesn't say what Abishol holds. Could be Rashi's maskim to Tosfos that Abishol holds possible to the Abed. But even if that wouldn't be the case, and even in the Rabbanon, but Al Kapanim, Rashi learns that everyone holds that there is a mitzvah chatchila to get a ravis that's grown next to the water. Now the Rosh, in the beginning, brings Tosfos, that you need aravos to grow next to the water. But he says afterwards, as follows. He says, V'koshali, shalai ra'isi ha'olam nishar mazeh. The Rosh says, he looked around, and he didn't see anyone being careful to get aravos to grow next to water. He said, how can we say that it's puzzle? And that the B'nai Adar are not mekayim the mitzvah. So Dr. Rosh, you can add to this. He says, he brings Rashi. The Rashi says that b'di'evet, it's not a problem. And only it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to get next to the water. Then he says afterwards, mikol makom, zok the Rosh, lo yira'isi l'rabbosai, shehi mitzavin l'havi arava g'dila l'nochal. Even though it seems the Rosh is understanding that even though this would answer, how come the hamoin am, how come most people don't get g'dila l'nochal, because they are not necessarily looking for the shpitz, the best mitzvah, and there's Samech and Rashi who holds up if it doesn't grow next to the water. However, his Rebbeim, he would assume they would look for the shpitz, for the best mitzvah. And even they weren't careful to get the ones that are Gdeil Slan Nochal. So it sounds like they held there isn't even a din l'chatchila to get such an aravo. So he says, what are we going to do with Futaisis? Rashi were saying that we don't have the pasuk of Arve to be Marba, even other ones. If that pasuk is not available, l'chayra, We're going to have to keep with the Pasha, Taish of the Pasuk, that it means Arve Nachal, that Rav is that grow next to Nachal. How are we going to Taish that Pasuk? How come is Rambam more careful? So Zakhtar Rosh, not like Rashi and Taisus. He says that you do not need Arve Nachal to be Marba Gdeels and Nachal. Even the other Shitas, even Abishol, and the Shitas of Darsh and Arve to tell you need the two Aravis, they all agree that you do not need Aravis to grow next to the water, even on Katkhila. And he says, because that is, when the Torah says Arve Nachal, it's not telling you to get Aravis which are next to the water. It's coming to describe a certain min, a certain type of Arava. Which type of Arava? Which type of plant do you need? There are all different types of plants that look like Aravas. How do you know what's called an Arava? The type of Arava that you need, the Torah is saying, the min Arava is Arve Nachal, the type which usually grows next to the water. So once you have the type of plant which roiv of that min grows next to the water, even if you were to take one which does not grow next to the water, as long as the physical makeup, the genetic makeup, the physical makeup of this plant is the same as the plant which grows, that roiv of it grows next to the water, that's called an Arve Nachal and it's kosher l'chatchila. And the Rosh brings that the Rambam holds the same thing, that the din Arve Nachal is only coming to describe the min ha-godal ala nochal, the min which is usually grows by the water, and even if you get one which does not grow by the water, that's also going to be kosher l'chatchila. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the truth is like the Rambam and the Rosh. He says Arve Nochal means min ha-godal ala nochal, you do not have to look for a min which grows, you don't have to look for the actual plant which grows next to the water. The Taz on the Shulchan Aruch, he asks, that how could the Shulchan Aruch just pass him like the Rosh and the Rambam without being chayish for Rashi and Tosfos and all these Yishonim? Well, hold that you have to at least l'chatchilo, they should be gedel to l'nochal. And l'chanami, the Rosh and the Rambam hold like that. But there are so many Rishonim which hold that you should try to find Aravos which actually grow on the nochal. Why isn't the Shulchan Aruch chayish for these Rishonim? That's the Taz's question. And the Taz is a very interesting thing. He says a fascinating terence. He says the Enochanami. There are many Rishonim who hold that maybe you're not even Yotza if you don't get an Arava which actually physically grows near the Mayim. But even so, the Shulchan Aruch wanted to say that you don't have to look for these Aravas. Why? He says we find L'mashul by in Hilchus Brachas by Birchas Hamoitzia. The Gemara says really the Lashon of the Bracha, the best Lashon to use, is moitzi lechem min haaretz, not ha moitzi lechem min haaretz. That's mashma more of the better wording of the bracha. But even so, Gemara says you should say ha moitzi with a hey to show a chiddush. What's a chiddush? That it works also to say ha moitzi. To chashiv to show that this works as well, even though it's not the best way to say it. It says here also, it's such a chiddush that the pasuk says arve nochal. And we're telling you that it's not what it means. You don't have to actually bring Arve Nachal. You only have to bring the min, which usually goes by Nachal. It's such a chiddush that therefore you should dafka look for those. The Rebbeim of the Rosh dafka looked for those in order to show this chiddush. That's the Taz's teretz. Now the Mishnah Berurah, he says as follows. Lagabi the shayla, whether you have to bring arava, we have to use an arava which grows next to the nachal or not. He says, yesh oimim de yoyser toiv l'chatchila likach meyos nagdeil ma'nachal. He says, there are many paiskin that hold that you should get those which grow next to the nachal. Ochain, however, mi divri ataz, from the taz, it's mashma, you don't have to be medactic bezeh. So he brings 2 days, and it's a little bit mashma that he's noita more towards the taz, that there's no problem, you don't have to be medactic. And the truth is, the minig olam is not to be machmir in this. Just like it was in the times of the Rosh, there's times nowadays that for sure the Rav Bnei Adam, and even the Rabbanim, the Chashuvim, they're not mahadir after this. And it bothered me that there are many paiskim who are choshish for this. Kuri Yankiv. I mean, there are many paiskim. It's not just the Chayodim rings, it's not just the Rishonim. The place can bring a Lamaisa, then there's an interview Chayshish. So, and the Taz is Teretz, is really a Bichidish. I saw Rabbi Yashiv The Shir Rabbi Yashiv, he asks that Chayr is not doymet to Hilchus Bracha. So over there, at the end of the day, this Bracha for sure, once Chazal told us, this Lashon also works for the Bracha, even if it's not the Spitz way to pronounce a Bracha. But it works. There's no Kshash, you're not being yitz to the Bracha. We're saying over here, there are many Rishonim who are not yitz if you don't bring Arav Zagdona Gronax to the Nachal. How could you go choose to show a Chiddush in such a case if you might not bring yitz to the Mitzvah? So that's what he asked in the Taz. And there are many Rishonim places who hold you not yitz. And we shine holy night yet, and many places can hold you, you should be chayshish for this. So, why aren't people machmir in this? And I thought, clearly the answer has to be, well, Maisa, we follow what our Abayim did, and what our fathers did, what Minig is. And the Rosh already brought that his rabbis were machmir. And it seems like throughout the Dairis, that was the case, that people were machmir in this. So, you know, even though, whether the Taz is saying, you know, Taz is saying Doichik to Teretz, maybe it's a better Teretz, we don't know. But the Minig wasn't to be Machmer in this, and therefore, although some Paiskim do bring you should be Machmer in this, and it's better if someone were to have in front of him two types of Aravis, one which grow next to the water, and one which does not grow next to the water, or it's easy for him to get it without investing too much money or effort in it, and certainly he should get it. But the Minig is not to chase after it. That's Lagabi. The din of Arve Nachal, Aravis, which grow next to the water. Now, going to the fifth din which we want to discuss, that's the din of Nashru Olaf, if the leaves fall off. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, and if it's Nashru Roiv Olaf, if most of the leaves of the Arava falls off, it's Pasul. Now, if it's Nashru Miktsas Olaf, if only a miut, only a small amount of the leaves, not most of the leaves fall off, that's going to be Kasha. And the Magen Avraham Afanar says, on the Shulchan Aruch, that from the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, he's made daik that the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is mashma, then this, the Nashur Miktsas Olav is kosher, is only b'diavid. But l'chatchilo, you should not take it, even if it's only Nashur Miktsas Olav. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this Magen Avraham, and he says, the Eli Rav is chaylik. The Eli Rav is machsher even l'chatchilo, until most of the leaves fall off. Zakti Mishnah Berurah, how do we paskin? So he says, Kivon de Aravis Mitsuyois, since it's common to find Aravis, Toiv lahadr l'chatchilo gam bezeh. It's good to do this hither, to be careful that even a mite of the leaves shouldn't fall off. Now the Bikur Yankiv says al pizeh, that even if one leaf falls off, that already goes into mir alav. There's no difference, three leaves or one leaf. That's where it goes into mir alav. And it comes out, he says, the l'chatchilo, you should not use an arava which even had one leaf of the arava that falls off. Now, obviously, this is talking about the leaf that fell off is before the shear, within the first three tvachim of the arava. If it's towards the bottom and it's already after the three tvachim, there's not going to be an issue with that. But al-kapanim, within the first three tvachim of the arava, you have to be careful that the leaf shouldn't fall off l'chatchilo. There's such a hider. And the Magen Avraham really read Zois, that you have to be careful that when you stick in your aravis into the kaishikal, so many times it knocks off some of the leaves, or by the ninuim when you shake, it knocks off some of the leaves. He said you should be careful that none of the leaves should fall off. So, you know, this is, many people don't know about this hither. People think, as long as I have most of the leaves, so yeah, some of the aravis leaves fell off, no big deal. So really, it's a hither, Mishnah Berurah says, toiv lahadr gam bezeh. And therefore, you should try to get a wider kaishikol, or try to put it in a way that the leaves shouldn't fall off. Now, if they fall off, then it's l'chatchil, it's a hider to get another one, since Arava is mitzuyis, to get another Arava, and be careful of that Arava, the leaves shouldn't fall off. Now, there's another din, an Arava that gets dried out. Arava that gets dried out is pasul, the Shulchan Aruch says. But kemusha, if it only got withered, then it's going to be kosher. So, we're going to have to be ma'ayin, we're going to have to figure out what's the gather of yavish, what's considered dried out, that's pasul. And when is it considered only kmusha, when is it considered only withered, that it's not dried out. Now the Ramah, in Siman Tov Reish Dalet, says an important thing, that even though kmusha is kosher, b'diavad, but the minig was, they always tried to get fresh aravos. Hither, like we said earlier, it's only b'diavad. The Shulchan Aruch is mashma, it's only b'diavad that it's kosher. But l'chatchila, you should try to get an arava which is not even withered. And he says, the meaning was that every day they used to get fresh aravas. So if you see your arava starting to wither, then it's a din l'chatchila, a hither, to get another one. So what does it mean, yavish? What does it mean, kemusha? So there's always two rishi'urim in the rishayim in yavish. yamish l'gami all dalan minim. One shear we find is nifrach b'tziparin. If you scratch it with your fingernail, it will fall apart. The other shear we find is yichla hayarkus l'gamri, that all the green should go out and it should turn white. And that's a shear that's much later than usually than nifrach b'tziparin. In order for all the green to leave, it usually takes much longer. Once it reaches that stage, when you touch it, it will crumble. It will definitely crumble. So, l'gabi arovo, how do we paskin? Is it enough to passel if it's nifrach b'tziparin, if it will crumble by touching it, by scratching it? Or, do we need it to be that it should be yichla hiarkus l'gamri, it should turn white, all the green color should leave? So the paskin say, me'ikir adin, we paskin, that it's only when it's yichla mara yarkus l'gamri. And it turns white. But the Prima Gadim says that since arovis are mitsuyas, like we said, it's very shchiach to find arovis. So yesh lahadar, you should do a hither, that once it's nifrach b'tziparin, you should try to find another one. So now, many times, over the course of Yom Tov, people's arovis, they start turning brown or black. So, this machlekes paiskim, if that's called yichla yarkus, meaning it's not white, but it's not green either. So is that called yichla yarkus or not? So, duchzach at the minig, it seems that the minig o'ilam is, that's not possible. That's not called yavish. I saw Shlomo Miller say, that's not called yavish legami. Kolzman still has some color, that's not dried out completely. It would have to turn white. However, there are some paiskim, I saw Gebrach from Nissen Karelitz, he says that is called yavish. So, l'chayron, it would, min haroi to be ma'achmir, that if you see your leaves turn black or brown, completely, then you should get new aravis. To be choshish that maybe that's called yavish and it's possible. And the truth is, that even if you hold that's not called yavish, it's still a chatchila, it's still good to get new aravis in such a case, for three reasons. First of all, we mentioned this Ramah. The Ramah says that even kmusha, even if it's just withered, then you should try to get new aravis. It's a hiddur to get new aravis. Since there's shchichos. So this is certainly reaches the level of kmusha. Many times, even if it's green, it's already kamush. If it starts, contracting and withering up. Second reason to be machmir is It's like we said, because there are some paiskin that hold that's already considered yavish. And the third reason to be machmir is, like we mentioned earlier, that even if one leaf of the arava falls off, that's already felt in the hither. You should try to get a new one. And many times, once it turns black or brown and it gets brittle, the leaves fall off. It's very easy for the leaves to fall off. And it's almost, baduk menusa, it's almost always certain that once it reaches this level, to have brittle leaves, you're going to have some leaves that fall off. So therefore, it's kedai, once it reaches this level, to try to switch it out for new ones, but the other, if you didn't, later it's kosher, but it's kedai for these reasons to get new ones. Now the last din we wanted to talk about was the famous din of livluf, lavluf. Now what is that? So the metzias of arabis is, all arabis have this metzias, without exception. Now, the branch, at the end of the branch, towards the top, a little node grows, a little soft chiluk of the branch, and out of that node grows a soft little piece of branch, and out of that grows a leaf. Small leaf, very tiny leaf, a growth. Now if you were to leave it on the tree, that would grow into a regular sized leaf. However, usually we pick it early before it grows to that regular sized leaf. And many times that node will fall off. Either it will fall off on the tree before you pick it. Not all of them grow to full size. Some of them fall off on the tree before you pick it. And many of them fall off after you pick it. So, the question is this kosher or possible? Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that arava, if you have an arava, shenikdam reisha, at the top of the stem, as nikdam, it fell off, it's pasul. That's how we paskin. Not like Shita's Rambam, the Rambam holds it's kosher nikdam reisha, but all other Rishayim, Rambam's a Shita Yechido, all other Rishayim hold a Rav, a Shita nikdam reisha is pasul. So the question is, if you lose this lavlum, if you lose this node, which is really a chelik of the branch, not only the leaf is falling off, a chelik of the branch is falling off. So if a chelik of this branch falls off, maybe that should be nikta mroishan, should be pasal. So there are paiskim who taka say that it's pasal. However, the consensus of the paiskim, Rav Reuben paiskim hold, that's not a problem. That's not called nikta mroishan. Doesn't need a lavlo of meikar din. And that's for two reasons. They say, firstly, because since it's just soft part of the branch, it didn't harden yet, that is the din of a leaf. It doesn't have the din of a branch. And if the nikdam, if the leaves get fall off, that's not possible. It's not called nikdam reisha. You need the actual branch to fall off to be a nikdam reisha. And the second reason to say it's kosher is because derech gidulai. It's the normal way it grows, that while it's on the tree, it falls off. However, all this is if it falls off while it's on the tree. If it falls off after the tree, then the paiskim are machmir, that should be nikdam reisha. So, really the paiskim say that you should l'chatchila be mahadar to try to find an arava which has lavluf. Meaning, even though b'di'evet, it's kosher without an arava which has lavluf, which still has this leaf. Meaning you should try to find an arava which still has this small leaf towards the top. B'di'evet, if you didn't find one, it's kosher. And if it's hard to find one, it's not a problem. You can use one without a lavluf, it's not called nikdam reisha. But they give three reasons why you should dafka try to be mahadar for one of the lavluf. One is because some are chayshish, that's called nikdam reisha without it. So even though we paskin that b'di'evet it's not a problem, chatchili should be chayshish, that maybe it's nikdam reisha without it. Number two, we have to be afraid that maybe, you don't know for certain that it fell off when it was on the tree. Even though most of them, Rav Reuben, fall off on the tree, not afterward, maybe this one fell off after it got off the tree. Or maybe part of the actual wood of the branch, the hard part, also got nikdam. You can only be certain that none of the reish is nikdam if you see a lavlov there. If you don't see a lavlov, maybe it took with it a little bit of the hard part of branch. So l'chatchil, if you want to be certain that your arava is not nikdam reisha, you should try to look with one lavlov. And I saw a married gzach from Shlaim Zalman Orbach. He says a third reason why you should look for arava's lavlov. It's a good chap. He says that a beautiful chap. He says that we brought earlier that if you have an arava that even one of the leaves fall off, it's only kosher b'di'evet. Magen Avraham says l'chatchil you should have an arava which has all the leaves. And the Mishnah Berurah said that since aravis are shchichos, zir toiv lahadar gam b'zeh. So if you're able to find that arava with lavlov, if it's taka shchiach to find with lavlov, so you should get it because the lavlov is not worse than a different one of the leaves. And it's just like if any one of the other leaves falls off, it takes away from the hider. So what if the lavlov, the leaf on top falls off, that also takes away from the hider? So everybody should look for one which has lavlov l'chatchila. So again, just to sum up the seven dinim we brought quickly, is that firstly, the leaves should be elongated, they should be oval-shaped. Secondly, l'chatchila, you should try to find, it's a hider to try to find one with the stem that just started turning red, but if you find one with green, that's also kosher l'chatchila. You don't have to worry about it as long as it's not white. The third dinim we brought was that there shouldn't be serrations on the leaves of the aravas. If the serrations go upward, straight up, like triangular shape, that's pasul. If they go in a zigzag, it's going to be kosher as long as they're not too big. And therefore the weeping willow and the weeping willow aravis, the minig is to use them, and they're not considered too big, those serrations. Although there is a makom to be machmir for yourself. And then we said that l'gabi, the din of the getting aravis, which grow next to the water, so meikar adin, the minig was always not to be machmir in it. Really, the pasuk when it says arvei nochel is just talking, describing the type of min. But if it's easy to find, or you have two options in front of you, you should definitely take the one which grew next to the water. The fifth din we brought was that arava should have l'chatchila. It's a hider to have every single one of his leaves. But as long as most of the leaves do not fall off, that's going to be kosher. It's not going to be pasul. Sixth thing we brought was that aravas should not be dried out. Me'ikar din, that means they should not have turned white. However, if they're nifrach b'tzipayrin, if you could scratch them and they crumble, or if they're black or brown, then there's a hider to exchange them as well, even if they're kamash, even if they're just withered, and they're still green, if they're very withered, then it's also a hider to change it. And the last time you spoke about was the lavlov, that it's best to try to find an arava, which still has that node on top with a little leaf growing out. However, if it's not easy to find one, that's not a problem, that's going to be kosher as well.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.